This is Willow with Mystic Life Design, and in this audio, we're going to talk about a second theme that shows up around the time of Lammas. The first theme is the abundant goddess and the harvesting of the grain and the baking of the bread and the nourishment received from the goddess. As the wheel of the year turns from summer to early fall, the goddess may begin to display her more fierce aspects. The decline of the plant world and the hunting of the animal kingdom give rise, in the imagination of our early peoples, to the destroyer goddess. We will explore the destroyer goddess as the dark mother in Halloween. But here at Lammas, which was August 2nd, let's focus on lion goddesses. There are actually several lion goddesses who are fierce protectors or destroyers. The first goddess I'd like to talk about in this context is Durga. She's a Hindu goddess and had both nurturing and destroying aspects. Her nurturing aspects were expressed in her large breasts. During the great autumn festival of Navaratri, 9 different grains were placed upon the altar. With each grain, you give life, you are life, you are long life, and other praises are offered to Durga as the grain goddess. Durga, however, is more than nourishing. She is also the destroyer. At times she has a thirst for blood, and her fire can consume the universe. Most Hindu deities have an animal mount which represents their lower or more primal nature. It is no surprise that we find Durga mounted upon a lion. Another goddess that I'd like to introduce you to is Sekhmet. She's an Egyptian goddess, sometimes depicted as a woman with a lion's head. She was the fierce or destroyer aspects of Hathor, the mother goddess. She rules the element of fire, and her name means the fierce, powerful one. The tarot card Strength, which pictures a lion, comes from the goddess Sekhmet. Legend has it that Queen Hatshepsut put numerous statues of Sekhmet around the boundaries of Egypt. When invaders attempted to penetrate the boundary, the statues were brought to life through the use of magic and swiftly destroyed the enemy. From a psychological perspective, the setting of boundaries is an important use of the fire energy of the goddess. Sometimes we really need to invoke that strength. Of course, we don't want to set boundaries in a hurtful or mean way, but sometimes when we encounter situations or people who don't really have our best interests in mind, then we need to draw on the fierce energy of the goddess to protect our boundaries. Protecting boundaries is a skillful use of fierce energy. But most of us are aware that we don't always use that fiery energy skillfully. We've probably all dumped and pounced on people in the past when that wasn't really necessary. And sometimes we can actually get all flamed up with excessive heat and fire in our system and really need to find a way to work with it, to bring down that intensity. The Tibetans have developed a goddess visualization practice for just that purpose. They use the goddess Sekhmet, which is a lion's head in a woman's body goddess. Her mouth is drawn in a perpetual roar of untamable fury, and her vibrant body surges with waves of pure primal power. In the goddess visualization audio to follow, we will invoke the goddess Simamukha and use her energy in more or less the traditional way to tame our own excessive fiery energy.